Relax, Miss Jefferson. I ain't carrying no guns.
Oh, Florence, I just finished polishing my nails. I'll help.
Thank you.
Are you sure you can manage?
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Jefferson, but I just bought a new hat and I'm dying to put it on.
I know how you feel. I'm excited every time I buy a new hat.
Well, what do you think?
Well, it's... But on the other hand... But then again, it's... That about sums it up.
Well, just say what you feel.
I don't like it.
Who asked you?
Well, on second thought, it kind of grows on you. I like it.
Good, because I bought one for you, too.
You shouldn't have. You really shouldn't have.
Oh, don't worry. It was on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I figure I got the free one, and you owe me $10.
Florence.
Okay, I'll let you have it for $5.
Hello? Who? Bill Simpson? Bill Simpson? You're kidding. You're kidding. You're kidding. Florence is my first boyfriend.
You're kidding.
Oh, it must be 25 years. 35 years? Oh, no, I haven't changed that much. A promise we made? Well, I do remember something about that, but tomorrow? Bill, I can't believe it.
That was your very first boyfriend?
Yeah, Bill Simpson. Oh, I thought I was so much in love with him. Of course, that was long before I met George.
Oh, I get it. Bill was the calm before the storm.
When we were just kids, we made a promise to get together in 35 years, and tomorrow's the day.
Oh, Miss Jefferson, that's really exciting. Tell me all about him. Was he tall? Was he handsome? Or was he like Mr. Jefferson?
Florence, and there's not much to tell.
Then make something up.
What's gotten into you?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm a sucker for this kind of stuff. It's like this old soap opera I saw, The Young and the Worthless. Two old lovers met at the restaurant.
What happened?
Well, he got amnesia. She got pneumonia. And the waitress got pregnant.
Well, one thing's for sure. Bill doesn't have amnesia.
Ooh, I wish my first boyfriend would call. Shoot, I wish any boyfriend would call.
Oh, we had some great times together. We used to go to the park, the zoo, the movies. Our favorite place was the circus. I love the clowns.
Yeah, you must have. You sure married one.
Oh, we had so much fun. We used to talk for hours.
Oh, Miss Jefferson, I bet you're going to have a good time tomorrow.
That's if I go.
If? Think of the excitement. Think of the fun.
Think of George.
I'd rather think of the fun.
I don't think he'd want me to see an old boyfriend.
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Jefferson will understand.
Florence, that hat must be squeezing your brain.
Hello, Mrs. Day. I'm going to hang a picture, and I'd like to borrow a hammer.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Bentley. Come on in. Florence, would you get it for him?
Okay. Hi, Mr. Bentley.
Hi.
Got to cancel that dinner.
I just love my new picture. It's a print by Van Gogh.
Oh, my God, I don't know how to reach him.
That would be difficult. Van Gogh is dead.
I'm talking about Bill Simpson.
Oh, is he dead, too?
Bill Simpson was my first boyfriend.
Well, what did he die of?
He asked me to go to dinner.
Food poisoning?
Mr. Bentley, let me go slowly. Bill Simpson was my first boyfriend. And he just called and asked me to go to dinner tomorrow night.
Ah, your first boyfriend. Yes, I still remember the very first girl I was ever in love with.
Oh, we weren't in love. It was just a teenage crush.
I was just a lad, mowing lawns for the summer, trying to earn some money. And this girl lived in one of the houses. She was so delicate, so beautiful. Well, I finally shored up my courage and asked for her phone number, and she gave it to me. And under it, she wrote a poem. I'll never forget those lines. I like you, Harry Bentley. To meet you has been thrilling. We could get better acquainted for £5.15.
That's terrible.
I know. By the time I'd earned enough money, she'd moved.
Here you go, Mr. Bentley.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if I should go or not.
I think you should go. It ain't every day you get to visit your past.
Yeah, but if I go, George may not let me visit my future.
Well, I agree with Florence. There's nothing really wrong with it. A man and a woman can see each other without anything happening.
Don't I know it?
Well, I am curious about what Bill is doing. If he's a success, if he's happy, if he's got hair.
Well, Mr. Jefferson will be home any minute. Why don't you just ask him if you can go? It's worth a try.
That's right, and we'll be right here to back you up.
Damn!
Nice seeing you, Mrs. J.
Don't let me rush you, Bentley.
Oh, Mr. J, perhaps you and Mrs. J would like to stop by and see my Van Gogh later.
No, but I'd like to see your butt go now.
George,
this is one of the worst days of my life.
Ask him.
Ask me what?
I just wanted to ask you how your day was.
I just told you. It was rotten.
Well, I just wanted a second opinion. Florence, don't you have something else to do?
No, not really.
Why don't you make dinner?
Yeah, right. Why don't you get started if you want to burn it?
George, what happened today?
Everything. 6 employees were out sick. We ruined some woman's suede coat. 2 machines broke down. If I hear one more bad thing today, I'll just drop dead.
If you don't tell him, I will.
Look, everything's going to be all right. Everyone has one of those days.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Weezy. I think I'll just lie down for a while. What the hell is this?
Florence's hat.
That's the ugliest thing I ever saw. And what's this?
My hat.
Oh, that's nice, Weez.
You didn't ask him, did you?
I just couldn't.
Miss Jefferson, poor Bill's gonna be waiting for you.
Well, he's been waiting 35 years. What's another day?
But ain't you just dying to see what your old boyfriend looks like after all these years?
Yes, I am, Florence, but I'm not gonna do anything behind George's back. But I do wish there was some other way to find out about Bill.
Well, if I was you, I'd go.
Well, you're not me, and I'm not about to go.
Hello? No, it's not. Oh, sure, Bill. I'll be glad to give her a message. You still want to meet her at the Big Top restaurant, but at 7:30 instead of 8. Well, I don't know. What she told me was she doesn't want to... She really doesn't want to miss her date with you. No, she's just dying to find out about you after all these years. How will you know her? Well, she'll be wearing a red hat with a feather in it. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. See you at the Big Top. Bill? Bill? Bill?
Louise?
No, I mean, speaking.
Louise, you know, I kept thinking of all the things that I would say to you after all these years. What would be my first words? Do you still have my skate key?
Same old Bill.
We better get a table. I phoned ahead for a reservation.
First words, do you still have my skate key?
Why are you writing that down?
Oh, I'm just taking notes for Mrs. Mrs. Because I miss you so much, I just want to write it down.
Oh. Do you have a table for Simpson?
Simpson? Yes, sir. Party of two.
I'm glad it ain't a party of eight.
Well, thank you. My bridge is loose?
I think he wants to know if we want something to drink.
Oh, could you bring us some champagne?
This place is something else.
You know, I can't get over how different you look.
I know what you mean. You know, it kind of feels like I'm seeing you for the first time, too.
No, I mean it. You look almost like another person. And didn't your voice used to be much deeper?
It used to be deeper. But when I got older, my voice changed.
Hey, do you remember when we used to...
Hey, then we...
Right, right. And then we went...
Oh, did we ever?
You know, I'm surprised you remember.
Who could forget?
Louise, tell me about Mr. Jefferson.
Mr. Jefferson?
Yes, you're married to him.
Me married to Mr. Jefferson?
Are you all right, Louise?
Yeah. I mean, Well, Bill, I guess a nice guy like you must be married, too.
No, I'm not married. I'm divorced. Maybe someday I'll find the right woman.
Bill, there's something I forgot to mention. About my husband. He's dead.
Oh, Louise, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
That's okay. He doesn't either. I mean... He went quick. Real quick.
Hi, Mrs. J. I just came to return this.
Thank you.
Ah, is that what you'll be wearing when you meet Bill tonight?
No, I'm not wearing anything.
Goodness, that should be quite a reunion.
I mean, I'm not going.
Oh, what a shame. How did Bill take the news?
Oh, I didn't call Bill at the restaurant yet. I hope he doesn't feel too bad about it.
Well, no, but you might feel bad if Bill calls here looking for you and Mr. J answers. I'll see you later.
If I don't call Bill now, there may not be a later. Hello, information. Would you please give me the number of the Big Top restaurant? Thank you.
Who was that?
One of those places selling free dance lessons. You know how they're always bothering you.
I didn't hear the phone ring.
Right. I called them and told them not to bother me.
Hello. Yeah, she's here.
Is it a man or woman?
Man.
A strange man?
Yeah.
George, I know I should have told you. An old boyfriend asked me to have dinner with him tonight. It was all perfectly innocent, but I didn't think you wanted me to go. I know I didn't tell you about it, but I know I should have, and he's calling now. George, say something.
You want to talk to Bentley?
Hello? Yes, Mr. Bentley. No, I haven't called Bill yet, but I think George already knows about it. Bye.
Weezy, I'm surprised at you.
But I didn't do anything.
I know that. I'm surprised you thought I wouldn't want you to go.
You mean you don't mind if I go?
Of course not. I trust you.
Oh, George, you're so nice. Oh, if I hurry, I can still get to the restaurant on time. George, where are you going?
With you.
But I thought you said you trusted me.
I do. It's your old boyfriend I don't trust.
I wonder if I'll still recognize Bill. He's bound to look different.
In this place, everybody looks different.
George, I don't believe it. Look at that hat.
You mean to tell me to let another one loose?
George, that's Florence.
Excuse me, Bill. I gotta go powder my hat. I mean, I gotta go powder my face. You know what I mean. Hi. The food here is terrible. Get out while you can.
What the hell are you doing here?
I decided to run away from home and join the circus.
Florence, has this got something to do with Bill?
Miss Jefferson, I knew you wouldn't come, so I came to find out about him for you. And I got all kinds of great notes. They go all the way up to not married.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well, Miss Jefferson, please don't give me away. He thinks I'm you.
He must be dumber than he looks.
I think he likes me, too.
Nobody's that dumb.
Well, aren't you going to introduce us, Louise?
Well,
of course. Bill, I want you to meet...
Excuse me. Haven't we met? You look very familiar.
Family resemblance. See, these are my two cousins. Bill, I'd like for you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson.
Hello.
Well, that was fun. Goodbye.
No, look, that's nonsense, Louise.
Yeah, nonsense, Louise.
Come on and join us.
No, we're kind of in a
hurry. Oh, we'd be delighted.
Good. Now, I always say the best way to learn about a woman is from her family.
Yeah, well, you can learn a lot from us, all right.
May I?
No, you mayn't.
Uh,
So, what have you two been doing?
Oh, just talking about old times. And Louise looks even more beautiful than I remember.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, she doesn't.
Well, let's change the subject. Hey, isn't this restaurant great? Louise and I always did love the circus, especially the back row of the bleachers. That's where Louise and I first kissed.
Kissed? Boy, I just love this restaurant.
Listen, Bozo. Yes? I'm not talking to you, clown. I'm talking to you, clown. Louise is my wife.
But you told me your husband was dead.
Dead? Look, chump, you're going to be dead if you came here to fool around with my wife.
Maybe I better straighten this out, Florence.
Florence?
Oh, look, here's our waiter. Let's watch him for a couple hours.
We ain't watching nothing. Florence, you straighten it out. And everybody else be quiet. You too.
Well, you see, I'm really Florence, not Mrs. Jefferson. See, when you called, Mrs. Jefferson didn't want to come because of Mr. Jefferson. And I didn't want you to be here by yourself, so I said I was Louise. And then when Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson came, I introduced them as Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson, but not the real Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson. See, this is a real Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson. It all started with the young and the worthless. Charlotte and Rex was meeting at this restaurant. Charlie got amnesia.
Well, I think I understand now.
I don't.
Quiet!
So you're Louise.
Hi.
Do you still have my skate key? Had this much fun in a long time.
Then you ain't mad at me?
Oh, no. I hope I can see you again.
Yeah, well, I hope we don't see you again. Come on, now. Look, I ain't sitting here hanging on no turkey trying to hit on my wife.
Mr. Jefferson, the only reason I asked Louise to meet me here tonight was so I could thank her.
Thank her for what? The kiss in the bleachers?
No, something more than that.
You did more than kiss in the bleachers than Trump.
You see, when we were just kids, Louise was the only person that ever said to me, Bill, someday you're going to be something special. Now, I spent a lot of time going to law school at night, and I think the only reason that I was able to stick in there was because Louise gave me confidence in myself.
Oh, Bill.
Man, what you talking about? Louise done more for me than she ever done for you. Me and her been through some hard times together, and ain't another woman in this world who will stick by me the way she has.
You ain't lying.
You're a great woman, Wheezy. And I want everybody to know that you're mine. All mine.
George, you're embarrassing me.
You're a lucky man, George. I'd like to propose a toast to a woman who's made a difference in both our lives. To a great lady, Louise Jefferson.
Oh, thank you, Bill.